No one else should be left to see to this work. In becoming the parents of children, it devolves upon you to cooperate with the Lord in educating them in sound principles. A 187.2 How sad it is that many parents have cast off their God-given responsibility to their children, and are willing that strangers should bear it for them. They are willing that others should labor for their children and relieve them of all burden in the matter. A 187.3 Many who are now bemoaning the waywardness of their children have only themselves to blame. Let these look to their Bibles and see what God enjoins upon them, as parents and guardians. Let them take up their long neglected duties. They need to humble themselves and to repent before God for their neglect to follow His directions in the training of their children. They need to change their own course of action and to follow the Bible strictly and carefully as their guide and counselor. 188 or 187.4 The church alone cannot assume these responsibilities. That the youth and children would give their hearts to Christ. While an army might then be raised up to win others to righteousness. But parents should not leave this work for the church to do alone. A 188.1 Nor can the minister you roll vast responsibilities upon the preacher and hold him accountable for the souls of your children, but you do not sense your own responsibility, as parents and as instructors. Your sons and daughters are corrupted by your own example and lax precepts, and, notwithstanding this lack of domestic training, you expect the minister to counteract your daily work and accomplish the wonderful achievement of training their hearts and lives to virtue and piety. After the minister has done all he can do for the church by faithful, affectionate admonition, patient discipline, and fervent prayer to reclaim and save the soul, yet is not successful, the fathers and mothers often blame him, because their children are not converted, when it may be because of their own neglect. The burden rests with the parents, and will they take up the work that God has entrusted to them and with fidelity perform it? Will they move onward and upward, working in a humble, patient, persevering way to reach the exalted standard themselves and to bring their children up with them? A 188.2 Are not many fathers and mothers placing their responsibilities into others' hands? Do not many of them think that the minister should take the burden and see to it that their children are converted and that the seal of God is placed upon them? A 188.3 Nor can the Sabbath school it is there the parents' privilege to help their children obtain that knowledge 189 which they may carry with them into the future life. But for some reason many parents dislike to give their children religious instruction. They leave them to pick up in Sabbath school the knowledge they should impart concerning their responsibility to God. Such parents need to understand that God desires them to educate, discipline, and train their children, ever keeping before them the fact that they are forming characters for the present and the future life. A 188.4 Do not depend upon the teachers of the Sabbath school to do your work of training your children in the way they should go. The Sabbath school is a great blessing, it may help you in your work, but it can never take your place. God has given to all fathers and mothers the responsibility of bringing their children to Jesus, teaching them how to pray and believe in the Word of God. A 189.1 In the education of your children lay not the grand truths of the Bible to one side, supposing that the Sabbath school and the minister will do your neglected work. The Bible is not too sacred and sublime to be opened daily and studied diligently. The truths of the Word of God are to be brought into contact with the supposed little things of life. If rightly regarded they will brighten the common life, supplying motives for obedience and principles for the formation of a right character. 190 or 189.2 Chapter 30, Family Companionship. Parents to become acquainted with children, some parents do not understand their children and are not really acquainted with them. There is often a great distance between parents and children. If the parents would enter more fully into the feelings of their children and draw out what is in their hearts, it would have a beneficial influence upon them. A 190.1 The father and the mother should work together in full sympathy with each other. They should make themselves companions to their children. A 190.2 Parents should study the best and most successful manner of winning the love and confidence of their children, that they may lead them in the right path. They should reflect the sunshine of love upon the household. A 190.3 Encouragement and commendation. Young children love companionship and can seldom enjoy themselves alone. They yearn for sympathy and tenderness. That which they enjoy they think will please Mother also, and it is natural for them to go to her with their little joys and sorrows. The mother should not wound their sensitive hearts by treating with indifference matters that, though trifling to her, are of great importance to them. Her sympathy and approval are precious. An approving glance, a word of encouragement or commendation, will be like sunshine in their hearts, often making the whole day happy. A 190.4 Parents to be child's confidants. Parents should encourage their children to confide in them and unburden 191 to them their heart griefs, their little daily annoyances and trials. A 190.5 Kindly instruct them and bind them to your hearts. It is a critical time for children.